This is a production of Cornell University.
Are there any late additions to the agenda?
Trustee report.
Communications report.
So the first thing that we're going to do today is appoint some new members because we've had a couple people express interest in joining the EA who were not able to be part of our election process. Yay. And just to keep things fun, we have Bridget and Bridget. Okay. Well, we have Leslie and Leslie, so Bridget and Bridget. And we also have Kathy Fahey, who may or may not be able to be here. She's got a meeting with the students. So we have three potential new members. And can I just ask, are you guys exempt or non-exempt?
Non-exempt.
Okay. Can you let Kathy? Okay. So non-exempt, non-exempt. Right?
Yes.
Excellent. So we have right now available two-year terms that are non-exempt. And we have 5 1-year terms, three which are non-exempt, and 2 which are exempt. Two are at large, sorry. So, how do we do this, Ari? Can we just have them say some things about themselves and then we can just book them in? Is that how we usually do it? So, do either of you want to talk a little bit about, say hi, introduce yourself to where you work, and why you want to join the group?
I'm Rosa Castelli. I work in the Calgary Grand Association of Administrators, as well as Support Director of the Partnership and Foundation Research for Sales. I've been at Cornell for 3.5 years now, and thought I listed, want to join the EA so that I can help other employees within other staff members within Cornell, get to know Cornell as a whole.
Bridget.
I'm Bridget Chester. I work for Campus Life Residential Investment Group. I work very closely with students and I handle all of the early arrival requests and departure requests, which there are about 900 early arrivals and 700 departures that come in each year. And then we also handle about 3,000 commencements on campus reservations for our department. My main responsibility is our access for the residential hall. So I'm pretty much the only one that comes to security for the residential hall. I've worked for Cornell for 3 years. I started out in dining. I worked at Day Hall for 10 years in the dining office there. And then we moved up to our campus. I have had interest in becoming a faculty member before, but I've never been in a position where I actually work for a large enough team that I can actually feel that I can leave and go participate and be part of them. But that has changed now, and I hope that I can use this opportunity to show how I can help promote and I just like to get things done. I like to get in there and figure out what can be improved and how we go about doing that. But one of the things experiences I learned from Cornell. It takes a lot more time than working on it. But the other part that I want to do is that change is happening and change will happen. And the VA might be just a helpful thing that I'm sitting on the side of me saying, why? What the heck? And how come? So that's kind of.
Did anybody have any questions for Bridget or Bridget? So for those of us who are currently voting members, which is everyone except for the two of you, is everyone in favor of voting in?
Are you voting them in for the 1 year term or
for 2 years? For 2 year terms, because they're both eligible for the 2 year term. Well, we have. Well, I count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, but we're only how many members right now? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. We're 12, so we have to have 6 for quorum. I'm like, no, I figured this out. I thought we were still okay. So, yes, we can vote, right? We have 7 members of 12. So, yeah, okay. So, all in favor?
Aye.
Excellent. Welcome to the EA.
Congratulations.
All right. Now, for each of them have the 2 year non-exempt terms.
Okay. Are you both non-exempt or what is it?
Both are non-exempt. Kathy, who's not here but says she wants to join us, or do we wait until the next meeting? I think it makes sense.
I think
All right. So Kathy's not here, but she would like to be a member of our team. And so are we okay with just voting in without hearing anything from her? Cool.
Yes.
All right. All in favor of voting Kathy in?
Aye.
Aye. And she would get the one of the 1 year at large terms.
Do you have any up yet?
Yes, I do. She gets she is KF75. She apologizes that she can't be here with us. All right. So now we're up to 15. 4 more to go. So if you know anyone else who wants to be an EA, you need 4 more on your face. Gary, can you and Jason kind of recruit from the...
From the men.
The men. There. We need some more. Really Curtis. We have David and Jason and Gary. Help. If you want to complain, you've got to step up there. You've got to get the money you want. All right, so the next thing is election of EA officers. I've heard from a couple of people who are interested in running for seats. So how do we do the election?
Can we share first?
Yeah, once it works, that they're listed in the charter.
So chair, vice chair, IOC, finance, and parliamentarian. Made a good suggestion that we should introduce ourselves. That's right. Leslie made a good point that we should introduce ourselves to everybody as others. So I'm Tanya Rose, and I work in the Department of Theater Film and Dance, and I'm in my second term on the EA.
I thought you were going to say second trimester, but really third.
Third.
And
second expiration.
I'm Beth McKinney. I'm the director of the Wellness Program, and I am your staff elected trustee. It's my third year of being a trustee, and I'm a non-voting ex officio member of the EA, so I come to as many meetings as I can.
I'm Jason Seymour. I'm a systems analyst in computing information science, and this is my second term, and I'm the parliamentarian.
Amy O'Donnell from the Office. I'm Leslie Moore. I'm the
last year, we called for nominations or anyone who's interested in running for a seat. So, is anyone interested in running for chair?
I nominate
Thanks. anyone else want to run?
No,
Gary.
Ooh.
well, you know, Leon's not here anymore, so. Anyone else besides me?
Okay.
All in favor of me?
Aye.
No. All right.
We've done that in the beginning of the year. And I think this role can really help us to move and talk about all the work together. And it makes sense to have both or one or whatnot there.
That would make sense.
Yeah, we just were talking about, I actually brought it up, considering the fact that it used to be by default part of the executive committee because it was role of vice chair.
And another suggestion is like maybe the parliamentary duties could be delegated to the vice chair. And really all your job is really to understand the charter and what our rules are. I mean, in a meeting running, the chair isn't supposed to have to know all this stuff, but if the chair gets into a position where they don't know what to do, they consult with their parliamentarian, and that could be the vice chair, which they consult with anyway. So, I mean, it's not a lot of duties. So if we shifted it and... I mean, obviously, we're going to need a charter change to make that, but maybe we just say, due to the not substantial amount of duties for the parliamentarian, those duties are going to be assigned to the vice chair, and we're replacing that position with the communications chair. Or vice chair for communications, maybe that's
right.
So.
The time when you're going to be safely.
How do we start back up in August? Mm-hmm. So that will be just about the time that I will be starting to stay back in. So I may miss that first meeting, which means my vice chair will get to run meetings, but I should be back. I bet that time. Not a stream meeting.
Yeah.
And then bridge the Okay. Well, thank you all, and thank you to Bridget, and Gemma for doing the And I want to thank Leslie for her work that she did last year on the committee, and Jason as well. All right, so moving on, community reports. I've got one thing. We got an email from Deb Phillips in Human Resources on the SEED event. Does everyone know what the SEED event is? The identification event, and they are interested in us having booths there, which the event is on July 20th from 10 to 2, and usually our education committee would kind of coordinate that and make that happen, but I don't think we have an active education committee at the moment, dealing for longer with Cornell. But is anyone interested in kind of taking ownership of putting together some sort of EA booth? I don't think it needs to be anything elaborate. And again, we can discuss if we even want to have an EA booth there. I think it's nice to have a presence at that event. I'm thinking more of that board that you guys put together, and maybe some information about the EA, maybe get some people out there, just to, you know, even if we have a couple people going there for an hour or whatever, you know, just to stand there and talk about EA. That is Wednesday, July 20th. And they just had an exhibitor showcase, so they'll have, you know, you'll have a booth, and there's opportunities for people to go there and talk about how to get Cornell degrees, there's going to be resume critiques, there's going to be panel discussions on benefits talking to staff to take classes, benefits for staff to attend a school of college age, resume sessions,
good. I'm sorry, kind of far.
No,
who do we nominate? I don't think.
Yeah.
This would be a good opportunity to recruit for committee.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's staff there and they go to all the tables and they usually give away the booth. That would be a good opportunity at that time to have sign up.
I mean, I'm thinking what I'd like to get is if people know that they're going to be here, if we can get people to commit to saying, I can vote for an hour. I don't want to ask one person to give up 4 hours of their day to go and stand at the table.
Well, yeah, right. I mean, one person is going to take out the
right
up there and be in charge of the booth, and then we need people to sign up.
Right.
I unfortunately am not going to take charge of the booth this time.
She said it's hard, and I don't think it's hard.
I should put it out.
No, I don't. Actually, it's just going to be carrying over some materials and sending them on a table. So,
I think it's really simple. So, if you're willing to, basically, we need to fill out a registration form, and we've got materials, I think, already.
I don't have anything great. We have some pieces of blue machine, which is really, I mean, we work for. And we have that board and
the board is
somewhere.
The board is 4:30.
You know, like 90% of people have old photos on that board. And we're only about to put the board together.
We have a lovely display, maybe we can try that.
What if we need to do? We had to work on it with you, but we have starting
all
June 13th through June, July 9th.
I don't think we've got a board yet.
I mean, I think at the middle, what we could put out there is we've got the flyer that you guys made, communications was made for people to run for employee assembly, right?
Yeah.
So we put those out. And then you guys,
why would we put those out though?
Because we still have four. So we could still.
So they're going to be modified a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we probably could.
Okay. And then we could do, I think, the most important thing is sign up.
Right.
That.
And the other thing that we had talked about as an executive committee and pushed to start. Was that brochure that we got from whatever school that was? I think forwarded that. Trying to do something to really articulate ourselves better.
Give out chocolate, people will come to your booth.
True.
Back to
life.
And then you have all the organic
chocolate.
So within this piece, can we have one of our meetings that are
on
this? Yeah. I just think we need to be more intentional. We had a goal in order to share people, we want people to come to the meetings, we want people to know what the meetings are, we want people to know who's going to be at the meeting, that they can access.
Oh, you said it's clear. I'm sorry. I missed it.
So ideally, then whoever we get to do this, if we pull your name.
We can use some of them.
I can design it.
Their first level of concern is if we step around.
Have you ever been to Flint before?
Get some water.
So yeah, I just think we just need to get out there more and just please come to our meetings, and here's what we need, and we have some interesting topics. And
I think what we'll do maybe is we'll put out an email to have people sign up for time, but if you guys are willing, if everyone's willing to take an hour or whatever, then it's not one person standing there for the whole day.
Bridget, you have a dog plan. I can help you coordinate the booth. Can I order a tablecloth and put it in the circle? You know, they have the register.
And there was some talk in the communications committee about ordering like t-shirts or something like that.
Chocolate. Like that. We'll have to figure out, like, Jeannie's going to do that. She'll figure out how. I can get it for you.
Oh. And I'll. That's my trustee report.
Sure. So I've been a trustee for 3 years, and I still am not 100% sure of what is confidential and what is not. Well, as best I can. I'm on the Buildings and Properties Committee, and so there will likely be some discussions about lake source cooling, just as an FYI, between Cornell and the BEC, working on that. Just so you know, there are project spending guidelines in place, which this isn't new, but I think it's just good for the employees to know that when you see a building going up, all the buildings ever since the financial crisis, any building that gets approved since that financial crisis has to have the funding in place. And so it's very different than it was, but there's still construction going on, and the reason is because somebody has either raised the money, is paying for it within their department, or is some sort of exception because of a major importance reason. So there is going to be a law school renovation. What they're doing up there is it's called adaptive reuse. They are changing the library stacks into usable space, and they have this gorgeous design for an addition, and of course they, you know, all of this is in an effort to recruit the best students and the best faculty. Talk about the bridges. The meeting of the with the town was yesterday, so I don't have an update on that. But that moving forward. Oh, I thought it was May 31st. Is it today?
We didn't get the information if I got to meeting.
Okay. And so I would just keep your eyes open for information about that. There were proposals submitted. And then the town and Cornell have some negotiations, but I would just encourage you to follow along on that website. They had some big, broad ideas, and they're getting more and more narrowed down. But it will definitely happen one way or another. Let's see. I'm on the Student Life Committee, and most of that focused around Greek life and alcohol, as you might expect, with the death of George Sidney. Let's see. We have a faculty report, and it was interesting. The faculty has been asked to kind of lay off the students with workloads during their break. And so that's kind of one of the big topics that Dean Fry talked about. Let's see. President is focusing, in addition to everything else he focuses on, we'll be speaking out nationally about suicide and hazing, two big issues that have happened on our campus, but going more national with that. And the endowment for the humanities is also a big issue that he's concerned about, with our funding for the humanities. Funding for all humanities around this country is at risk. Let's see. We have more applications come in than ever before, and 71 students are faculty and staff children this year.
How much?
71.
Wow.
So I don't know how that compares. And my daughter is one of those. Yeah. Let's see. And then talk a little bit about town-gown relations. How much we give to the city. Talked also a lot about diversity. The board has a diversity task force. In addition, Lynette Chappelle Williams gave a presentation to the board about diversity, which was just fantastic. And basically, you will see, for various reasons, more of a focus on diversity with our staff, with our faculty, with our students, and in many different types of areas at Cornell. And finally, there was a delightful report by Tanya, which was enhancing the report. So did you send this report out to everybody?
No, I don't think I did.
There was a report given in the materials packet, a written report of the EEA accomplishments for the year, and then Tanya did a separate 7 or 10 minute presentation where it was more about the feeling the employees have about Cornell and captured some stuff that was not exactly in the report. And some of the things that she captured were the idea of uncertainty and stability that is needed here. And it was a really tell it like it is presentation, and the trustees afterwards came up to me and said how much they appreciated hearing it that way. And hearing, they want to know how the employees are perceiving things and how they're feeling about things, and they specifically said to me they don't like it all glossed over, la la, everything is good. it was really well received. So between that and the fact that we now, as of this year, have a breakfast meeting with the trustees, where next year you will all get a chance to meet with the trustees at a breakfast, I think that things are good. I think they're just happy to know. How about you?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they're good. I think they're getting better.
Mm-hmm.
I would give Tanya a lot of credit and encourage her to send out a text for remarks. And you'll think that they're busy much. Usually they're texting, they're just talking. And then, so Tanya's up there, right? So we're in BO9 and over there. And Tanya's up there, and they're expecting the usual laugh. Okay? But about 90 seconds into it, it was like, you could tell right away this was not going to be your usual employee assembly chair report out to the trustees. It was like really good, really clear, really concise. And it's like, we need you guys to pay attention. And people were just like, really? I mean, there were people that were pin drop in the room, and people were very appreciative. She did a wonderful job, really raised the bar for future EA chair report out. So, congratulations. Great job.
I just want to thank Gary, who said, don't be a wussy. And then, Ben.
Such a motivator, isn't he?
Help me crack what I wrote.
It was a great speech.
Well, I give credit to I've got one other thing. We had the George Peter Award, two George Peter Awards in the past 2 weeks, and I want to thank Leslie for stepping up on our committee there and presenting to Jenna. Her award, so I hope that all of and the other one was for Nyan Nesley over in Connect, and she wrote a little thank you note, so I just want to share that with everyone. She says, to the employee assembly, thank you so much for considering me for the George Peter Award. To be considered is wonderful. To be chosen leaves one feeling very humble. I am still stunned to have been selected. The award was given with such sincerity, believe me. The gift certificates from the CRC, the campus store, the staff, the books about Cornell, and photos were beyond what one would expect to receive. Thank you for your kind words, the gift, and for giving fine work. Fine work to you for all employees, and Nyan Nesley.
Can you explain what that looks like? Because it sounds like a model that we should try to emulate if we could for future George Peter ceremonies. It was like holding on to something that already existed. There's a lot of people there, the private component.
So I think for both these events, they were a little different in the sense that it was end of year stuff. So a lot of departments and stuff were having parties. So Gannett was having their year end kind of get together, as was the vet school was having kind of a year end barbecue thing. So they incorporated these events, presentations. into their events, which is really nice because the departments didn't have to find an extra budget to do something really nice. They already had people coming, so they didn't have to worry about how they were going to get the award winner there as a surprise. So moving forward, we can try and encourage other groups to think about how they can fit these award ceremonies and stuff like that.
And it sounded really festive if people were like really happy and.
Yeah,
we
wanted
to
ask for like, they even have a banner for it. Wow. Mm-hmm.
They should have
kind of no. They had a
moment.
But they were, I think they were
Thank you. I don't know enough about it, I have to say, but I just, it doesn't feel right to me. I think it's diluting. I mean, I don't even know what they're doing with their service, really, but it feels like to me it's two different things. And then if you're diluting both purposes.
Well, I'll talk to my.
Just on a side note about Marissa, she emailed me yesterday because she was at the trustees thing and asked me to forward her my remarks because she wants to see some of those leads in the survey. So I forwarded that to her and asked her if she could give us back something about what's going on.
What were the other surveys that you said that IT was?
I don't know. I think that's just there in their process right now, but
I'm not aware of it. I mean, the morning tomorrow.
I think it would be good for us to take a look at what our objections are and our awarenesses are about the group. And I have those coming in our feeling point. How we want to be
perceived. I agree. It would be really good to have someone come in at our retreat and someone who knows what they're doing and talk about what it is we are, what we want to do on it.
Oh, regardless of whether that ties into the survey or not.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
that's
Thank you.
underneath the,
yeah,
I think it just got put in the wrong.
Yeah.
It needs to go up one.
Yeah.
Yep.
Is there a preference for Monday or Friday?
I can't traffic.
I can't believe it. As long as it turns on here.
I mean, we're in a obviously.
Yeah, we're never going to get a date that we can ever get. So what I'll do is I'll send you out the date, and maybe can you maybe call over to the NCMC and see if they can accommodate if you're in those dates?
With 40, 50 people?
About 14.
Yeah, I don't really know.
Yeah,
but
big enough
for 40 people. Maybe like in the bottom. Probably
section
outside
of the
bottom.
Yeah. That's
really good.
How many people
is
the room that we
had
first?
But if it's
sometimes
so,
no,
that's true.
Yeah. Usually I'm just
right. It was in the back, next to the room where we have a leadership brunch.
You're not paying $50
for the room, not $100 for the room. Yeah. Plus, there's a room in the back of the restaurant. I'll find out. So, another thought is they will do a buffet lunch at the terrace.
You?
Down at the terrace.
Kudos to care people next year.
Okay.
after they have a lovely auction and it
that's
goes
right.
well, right?
That's right.
We did have some really cool stuff on the sustainability front.
would be a good targeting thing for us too, because we can target those people in that
yeah.
for that so, to come to the meeting.
Yeah, and so anyway, that's any way I can help with that, whenever we want to go down to Lake Shirakuli, we could have a retreat downtown if we wanted to. So let me know. I think everyone would be interested to see what that looks like.
Of the retreat, planning the retreat.
We haven't gotten to that point yet.
Okay.
Maybe later.
You are.
Well, oh, I'm happy to help. So.
Yeah. I'm thinking that we'll have to try to look at the vacation calendar to see what we can do, it, but it's not going to be this month. So
maybe a pre August.
It'll be a pre August.
What?
We have it
by
now. We're at
Leslie's
now.
That's between Beth and my house. We have a morning meeting at Beth's house and meeting.
Any other business?
Just a reminder that we still have the
This has been a production of Cornell University, on the web at cornell.edu.